Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM, and guess what? We're back, bitches, after surviving Hurricane Milton, which we were going to talk about this episode, but we didn't because we're some scatterbrained assholes. We went all over the place. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember, like and subscribe. Brad's here too, which is fucking up my intro, but that's okay. I probably shouldn't be cursing in the intro, but I guess it's explicit, so it's all good. Let's go.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I have Mike with me. What's up?
Hi, everybody. And hi, Brad.
Hello, Mike. I'd like to start off the show, as usual, with a bitch moment.
Oh, good old rant, Brad.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've actually had disgust. But I don't know how many fucking updates Apple's going to throw out in the next couple of weeks. That's not driving me fucking nuts. Like, if you're a Mac user or an Apple user or any type of user of fucking Apple shit, I don't know if you guys have been just as annoyed as I've been. Mike hasn't, because he thinks they're the fucking best thing since sliced bread. I love Apple. They are the best.
Well, I don't use Chrome like you do, so I don't have all the problems that you do.
Because Safari is shit. Just kidding. It's not. It's actually pretty decent. I just got to kick it over, and I'm too lazy to fucking move everything over to it. But that's just the honest truth. I mean, I'll call.
Yeah, I don't know why you're having so many problems though. But I mean, but to be honest though, like you have the Gen 1 AirPods, so you've had those
for four years. Mr. Brad is poor. He's so poor. I don't like hanging out with poor people.
you're running the iPhone 12. Like,
I'm running a 12 Pro. Ass face. I'm not just running 12 like, mini version.
That means that's a 4-year-old version too.
Do you remember Apple's version of the cheap ass phone, like the one that they tried to fucking compete with Android for, like the cheapest ass phone, and they made it out of plastic or whatever?
Yeah.
At least I don't have one of those.
The one where Steve Jobs came back from the grave and like slapped Tim Cook in the face and said, "What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. This is not what we're about. We're not about this shit."
You see a hand just come out of the ground out of his desk. Whack!
It smacked him out of cryostasis and whacked his ass.
He's like, "What in the hell are you doing to my products?" He'd be turning in his grave knowing what Apple's doing. I don't know. Do you think he would? Let me ask you something. Do you think Steve Jobs would actually like be proud of what Apple's still doing? Or do you think he's like, man, it's kind of slowly dying like I did?
No, I think Apple's still putting good products out there. I mean, I think... See, the difference is...
But have they been innovative without his brain? You know what I'm saying? Like, when he thought of the iPhone. He thought of the iPad. He thought of that. I feel like they're just regurgitating their products over and over and over again. Like, we now have a series? I don't even know. What are we, 15 now? Right? 16. Going on 16? And it's still the same iPhone. Still the same iOS. And I mean, I know what you're going to say. If it works, you shouldn't change it. Because I get it. For stability reasons.
They're making subtle improvements. Have they done anything to revolutionize the industry recently? No, I don't think so. I know that they're working on this AI thing, which if they get behind it and they do it right, I think it'll be good. I think with Siri, they kind of fucked up. Siri's not that beneficial.
Siri is as dumb. She's dumber than Alexa.
Yeah.
And that's something to say. Good listeners. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
See, that's another pet peeve of mine. You know, I get it. She hears her name, but you're so I wish they with AI and everything. Why can't they make this shit smarter where it doesn't like you're having a conversation. It doesn't recognize you're just using it in a phrase in a conversation versus like directly addressing her. You know what I mean?
Because it's not supposed to be listening all the time. That's why. Yeah, that's how they get around. That's how they get around it.
Fucking creepers.
It has to be listening the whole time, which it's supposed to not do.
Which it obviously is either way.
Because it has to be listening the whole time.
I hope you brush your teeth today.
I feel like I don't think that they've done anything to disrupt the market, but I'm not sure which market and technology they could disrupt next.
Right. I feel like in innovation as far as technology, even though AI, the thought of AI has been around for a while. So we knew that was going to come, no pun intended, at some point. But it's one of those things where you're like, what have they really done to just make a major change push? because I still don't feel like AI is the major change yet, because it's basically automation, but with thinking behind it, you know, versus you having to go in and, you know, program ones and zeros. Now it's a self-learning machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, the last big thing that they had a couple years ago was the Apple Watch, which they're still refining. I know that they're working heavily on integrations. So the way that all of our products interact and they actually complement our lives as opposed to just becoming another distraction. And I know that's one of their big things. I know that they also came out with the AirTags like a year ago, year and a half ago, maybe. That was one of their big innovations, where you could tag stuff and just have virtual tracking across everything, like find, you know, the Find My for all your stuff.
Yeah, now you can just find yourself a girlfriend by tagging a hot chick's car and just, you know, watching it.
Yeah,
that's the latest thing. Honestly, all joking around aside, that's the latest thing. The scary shit that's going on right now.
Well, they also built in security for that though. So like, if there's another AirTag that's following you, it alerts you, and if it, you know, there's a tracking device.
If you're on an iPhone,
correct.
If you're on an Android, I mean, though, I mean, if you're
then nobody wants, nobody wants, nobody wants. If you're on Android, nobody wants you anyway, so you're safe.
Either they want you or you deserve to be abducted.
No, but seriously, if you're on Android, they don't want. You're for the streets. They already have you.
You're for the streets. Go grab yourself a T-Mobile and go hang out. You know, at the local pub. Get away from us.
Preston went there.
It is kind of funny that iPhone users are kind of snobby. Let's just face it. We do have a certain kind of snobbiness to us, where we're like, "You're on an Android? What a loser!"
It's because they started it. They really did. We didn't start
it. They started it.
We were just happy with our product. Okay. We were just like, seriously, when was the last time you saw an Apple ad that like calls out an Android device? You know, like they have their screens that fold in half. Apple didn't be like, fold in half screen. They're going to crack in 2 weeks. You know, we didn't make fun of them when their phones are exploding in airplanes and burning people. Like, we were just happy we got our iTunes, you know, and our music, like our Apple Music.
iTunes.
You know, like.
You went old school iTunes.
You know, we're just happy when we get shit. We don't have to be like every time an Apple, you know, here's the funny thing. It's like every time something comes out on Apple new, Android people are like, we've had that for years. Yeah, but that shit didn't work. Yeah. Like, you had the idea.
It crashed their phone, you know, and rebooted.
It was like the whole thing with the Galaxy phones of Samsung. Like, oh, look, we could take pictures of the moon. It's so crystal clear. And then you find out that it's actually AI that's generating the moon surface on top of your picture. It's not even real. It's a fucking farce. One of my friends sent me, actually, it was my wife's sister sent us that photo. She's like, look at this amazing photo from the moon. Your phone can't do this. And I was like, neither can yours. Here's the video just proving that. And she's like, oh, really? This sucks. I was like, yeah, that's why you kids. I'm like, why do you feel like, okay, so let me, I was like, I asked her this question. I was like, why is it the only thing you can zoom in on that looks good is the moon? Like,
yeah,
if you're zooming in across the football field for your kid, it comes out like shit. And then when you text it to me, it's such a low quality text that I can't see it.
Hey, I always say the Android zoom looks exactly, and so does the Apple zoom. They all look like shit. They're not just capable of that yet, but their zooms are horrible. I always said it's like taking Apple a picture of a UFO. Better. You know what I mean? It's all fuzzy and like pixelated.
I think the Apple looks a little bit better, but I mean, again, it's not a telephoto lens. It's not designed for that. You know, right. Like, I don't think, like, when they go, when like Samsung's like 100x digital zoom, it's like bullshit, bro. It's like you can't digitize that much without optics. Like, it just doesn't.
They're like, AI, but if you attach our new telescope freaking lens on the end of it, you're good to go.
You know, but I like they're innovating. Like, the way I feel like they're innovating is they're making their products better. For instance, I love the idea that on the new iPad, you can use it as a studio and you can connect multiple iPhones from multiple camera angles and you can shoot entire scenes on different people's phones and connect them all to one iPad and do like multiple angle shots. And it puts everything into Vinyl Cut Pro to make a finished product.
Right.
I think that's like, that shit is really cool, especially like for content creators and stuff like that, because it's taking you from having to have a $30,000 rig down to a couple thousand dollar handhelds, you know, and an iPad, and you have an entire fucking production studio. So you have so much better content, so much better stuff. I mean, I just recently got that little tripod that I sent you.
Yep, that I got.
And that's been a fucking game changer for me. It's so compact, it totally so small. It makes me feel a lot better about shooting my camera angles and videos, because I'm not having to try to hold my phone or trying to get the, you know, I can literally set it up I can frame the shot, turn the light on, and I feel like it looks as good as I can look on camera.
You have a face for radio, buddy. It's okay.
I don't know, man. With these new
what was that?
With these new pearly whites.
I was afraid I was going to get blinded. I was waiting for the magnifying glass.
I need to fix the bags in my eyes.
You turn into Clark Kent if you go outside in the Florida sun on those, man. You could be like lighting all the ants ran out of your yard.
fuck you. Yeah, I think I'm going to get contacts so I can look younger. I need to get my beard dyed again, too, so I can look like I'm 28.
Did you just say I want to get contacts so I can look younger?
Yeah. So I'm not walking around with these Coke bottles.
Oh my God. You guys always make fun of me and say that I look like Zach Baggins. You know what I mean? When I wear my
Zach Baggins.
You mean the Hollywood ham is what I like to call him.
The
he's
ghost
like
whisperer.
A fresh cooked ham. But the ghost whisperer.
I mean, I think his titties are bigger than Jennifer Love Hewitt's now. I'm so glad he doesn't listen to our show because he'd probably like voodoo curse me with his little dolls or something.
He would come on the show and be like this. If you notice how Mike sits there and talks the way he talks to me, you would notice that the spirits in the room were all in the energy was coming into me. Have you ever noticed that like when he's talking and narrating, it's always the same type of pitch of voice that he uses?
Oh, I know.
The ghosts are meant to be in this room with me.
Only thing I hate about that show is like as soon as it gets exciting, it's like, oh, and now we have daybreak and we leave. We will never come back to this site ever again in the history. Even though we are on the verge of reaching the demon realm and exposing them for who they are, we're out off to the next episode. It's like, fuck you. Let's get out of here.
What kills me about him, honestly, is the fact that he goes like this all the time. Oh. I feel a strange presence coming over me. And then he goes and he just gets this blank stare and then he lashes out at like the camera guys. I'm like, come on, man.
I just like now that they're bringing in some of the town folk and they pick like the weird people, you know, like I saw it. It happened to me. I was standing right over here and then it came from right over there. And it was
grabbed
just
my scarf.
It was a dark shadow, and it just went right across there, and I was scared. I've never been so scared my whole life.
And then here comes Baggin right afterward. If you noticed how the entity came across his shoulder, and then if you look at the way – I forget what the stupid camera is they use that curves into stick people.
They go like – then he's like, if you noticed right at this moment while we were filming, this tiny orb – fly right out of his butthole into the wall.
His butthole.
That was dust, buddy.
As you could tell, we debunked it because he just farted.
There was no breeze in the room, but yet there was movement.
The camera picked up his fart, his flagellants. So that's the reason why we had to debunk it. Debunked.
Yeah, and they always send poor. What was his name? Adam.
It's not Adam. It's what's his stupid name, dude? What's his fucking name?
Look it up real quick while I keep entertained with my amazing banter. they always pick the poor guy, like, and send him into like the scariest parts, and like make him sit there by himself. It's like, get your shit and go sit in the dark ass room by yourself where all the hauntings have been. We're gonna film you and then watch you get possessed and kill yourself.
It's Aaron, not Adam. Aaron. It's Aaron.
Aaron. That's right.
Aaron. Aaron. But no, he always cracks me up too. He's like, Zach, you all right? You
know what I mean? Yeah, it's funny too because like they always like start screaming and jumping around and hooting and hollering if they hear something. It's like, I don't know. When you and I heard something, we were like,
we froze, dude, like a couple statues. We were like, did we just look at each other? We're like, did you hear that?
We whispered. We're like, did you hear that?
Like, yeah, fucking heard that. You know the fucked up part is when we did that like little seance thing whatever.
And then we did the typical guy thing. We were like, you're fucking with me. No, you're fucking with me. No, me. I swear on
you're
my
fucking
life.
With me. No, you're
I swear
with
on my
me.
Life that I'm not fucking with you. I swear on your kid's life. I swear on my kid's life. I'm not fucking with you. Wait, you're not fucking with me? No, I'm not fucking with you.
What were we calling our ghost thing when we were going to
ghost squashers?
Ghost squatters. That's right.
Ghost squashers.
Ghost squashers. That's right. We squash out the free. Yeah. The fuck. But I remember, you're right, dude. We literally sat and lit each other. We got pure silence for a split second. Did you hear that? No, I fucking heard it. Did you hear it? Hell yeah. You're fucking with me. You heard that. Yeah, bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you. I didn't hear
I'm not fucking with you. I heard that. I swear to my daughter.
We did that for like 5 minutes, dude. It took people to be laughing on freaking, you know, TV.
And
going,
then we were like,
these two clowns doing?
It's like time for us to get the fuck out of here. Yeah, yeah, I ain't about to die.
It's time for us to go, man. I don't want to take this thing home with me, man. And then what do? We set up cameras so we can come back in and watch it the next morning.
And they froze. The motherfuckers froze too. They did not. Yep. Digital cameras, and they froze and filmed the same thing for 3.5 hours. Didn't move. Didn't. It was just stopped. Everything stopped.
I'm telling you.
I still have no idea how they did it. And they were what, 16-hour batteries, and they lasted three? Yeah.
3.5 hours. They drained, and they recorded frozen snow for three hours.
No, it was a frozen image.
Right. It was just a frozen image, but for 3.5 hours.
For 3.5 hours, just a frozen image on a digital
camera. We should get it processed on the back end. Maybe we'll find some shit.
How do you process digital on the back end?
Couldn't you like go back in behind it and like see if there's like how they did in Contact? What I'm curious for is what it recorded for 3.5 hours behind it. I guess we'll never know. Remember in Contact? That's what happened when she was gone for like, what was it, 3.5 hours? But it said that she was gone for 3 seconds on Earth, but the video recorded in her canopy thing, 3.5 hours of time in Contact with Jodie Foster. And then it was your goddamn freaking dad. It was the alien.
Oh, no. You know, they just did that so she wouldn't freak out, which aliens would do because it would make sense.
Yeah,
but it would probably
you want to see some like spider like looking thing, dude.
That would freak me out even more if it was my dad. I'd be like, "Ah, you're fucking dead."
Dad, is that you? No.
Like, I mean, if they were smart, it'd be like Anne Hathaway or something rolls out. I'd be like, "I trust you with everything. You're so
we
hot.
Must reproduce." They're like, "We must reproduce with humans, and I can come to the."
They would walk out. I'd already have my pants off. I'd be like, "They'd be like,
you're like, I volunteer as tribute.
This is how we say hello on planet Earth.
Zip. This is how we say hello on our planet. Zip."
I was like, Captain Kirk and Commander Riker, I hope it makes you proud.
They're like, yeah, you and I'd walk in the room. They go, "What's your? Please state us your names for the future." You'd be like, "I'm James T. Kirk, and I am Commander Riker. I'm his first officer." Totally fuck up the Star Trek.
You know what would be so funny? I mean, that'd be funny. Like, there's an aliens movie, like with the Xenomorphs. Yes. It's literally like, he's like, you see like the Xenomorph comes out, it's like, rah! And then the next thing you see it bent over, just getting like rammed. It's like, no.
I can see. What was that movie? Robot Chicken, or that show Robot Chicken?
Yeah, Robot Chicken.
There'd be some
shit
that they would do on that, dude. Like, you know, you'd have the Xenomorph going, man, man, man. Oh, we didn't tell you. We don't ingest in your mouth. We ingest the normal way for humans now.
It'd be like,
is my butthole.
You see him like he pulls out this P. Diddy style.
P. Diddy. He pulls out a P. Diddy style.
P. Diddy style baby oil, and it says, you know, neutralizes hydrofluoric acid. And he's like, shh. He just zooms himself up. He's like, I'm coming for you.
And then all of a sudden, R. Kelly walks in and pees on y'all.
Yeah.
I have the power.
I believe I can fly.
And then Millie Vanilli's in here going, bah, 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 bah. I don't even know where that came from. But anyway. Oh my God, dude. What the hell's wrong with us? Anyway, listen. Back to Apple. Don't buy it or do buy it. Whatever. If you want to be cheap, buy an Android. Just saying before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Mikey, let's get there. We have a very special guest on with us for the next week's show. So don't forget to log in and listen, and we will get you taken care of. Mikey.
I feel like we should go back to daily.
Really? Oh, you asshole. Okay, so before we get out of here, guys, I just want to have a bitch fest. All right? So Mike decided on his own, let's do once a week and give it a try. So let us know. Do you prefer daily or weekly? And I'm not talking about your sex lives or your hand jobs. I'm just saying, do you prefer daily or weekly? Because if it was the other way around for Mike and I, it would be monthly or biannual. So just, you know, tell us what you want. Tell us what you want.
I'm going for monk status.
Do you want to leave it in or do you want us to pull it out? Tell us. You're going what? Monk status?
I'm going for monk status.
Mission accomplished. Anyway, guys. Real. Let us know. Shoot us an email at info@thedailybm.com.
Shoot us an email.
I'm tired as the hurricane. We didn't even get into the hurricane, but
Whatever. Oh, yeah. Milton.
Hey, we survived. You were so lucky, just so you know. You guys are so lucky that we survived, and so did our equipment. But we were just without power. So that's why we're late on this transmission. And I'm getting really stupid because I'm tired. So anyway, Mikey, before we get out of here, you got anything for us?
No. I got nothing at all. I was just listening to you go on and on and on, and I zoned out because you were talking so long. So anyways, everybody have a great day, and we'll catch you later.
And don't forget, you can still get an inflatable dick. That being said, don't forget, head over to masondangerbeardco.com, and you can get 20% off by just using the promo code DailyBM. Also, head over to our website, because we still haven't put any more cool shit on there yet. So just, we want hits and, you know, things like that. So also, you can shop on Amazon through our links. Don't forget that, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're out of here. We'll see you guys next week. And we'll welcome our special guest. We're going to tell you about it, but she's awesome, and you're going to really like listening to what she's got to say. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.